Those shot during those years, and you had to both get back and forth between the hospital and then take care of your other two children.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And
well, see, I had my own place then,
mm-hmm.
but I was on the welfare because I couldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody there in the welfare, somebody was new there, and he said I have to go to work. So mm-hmm. I said, all right, I'll go to work, and was working for things about the. Well, it had something to do with the war. We'd have to make bandages and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the head man came down one day and he saw me. He said, what are you doing here? And I said, well, I said, George told me I had to work. He said, oh, he was wild. He said, you pick up your things and get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
He said, your place is at home. And he bawled that other fellow out
mm-hmm.
for putting me to work.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you ought to have better sense than that.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't work. As I say, I stayed at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then when my children got older, and then during World War One, two,
mm-hmm.
My son was still in the hospital, and I had the two younger ones home. That's their pictures there, when he just came out of the hall. See the three boys and the dog?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the middle one is the one who was in the hospital, and that one where the dog is, he took over. He used to cook and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go to work at night at the shipyard, and that was before, that picture was taken right after my son got out of the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, he used to do the cooking. He'd get his little brother up in the morning, get him dressed and everything, go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd call every morning to see if they were up and everything. And he said, yeah, we're up, and we had breakfast and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I'd get home just before they'd leave school.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd come home. And one day I was sick, and I couldn't cook or anything, and I had no phone. And my mother didn't have a phone. So he gets on the bus, and he takes his brother, and he goes down to my mother's and tells him I'm sick, so she had to come up. And one day he says, well, Mommy said, I'm going to make you a nice dinner. And I never showed him how to do it, but he made me the most delicious stew I ever ate. I don't know how he did it, but he did it. It was wonderful. He's a good cook today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you, basically, in the situation you were in, though, up to the war years, just before the war years, was that you were separated, I guess. And had been supported through the relief in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
You had one son in the hospital then,
uh-huh.
and he was through the time, I guess, you started working, and he
Still in the hospital.
And then,
because I used to go down and see him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I work nights, and I'd go down
mm-hmm.
during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. What I think I'll do is I'll stop here, and then next time we can talk more about when you went to work in the shipyards and at North and
yeah.
Hudson.
Yeah.